Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying eyes at night.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
We'll drink and toast with a shot of the day. The return of Ted versus the FCC all on the way. Our question, you or someone else, what part of the body told you something ain't quite right? 844-999-OLA.
Have you seen... Right, you remember Manute Bol?
Yeah.
So his son, I think it's like, it's spelled the same way, like Bol Bol?
Bol Bol, yeah.
You seen him play for Oregon?
Oh, yeah.
No.
Oh, he's just as tall and like kind of skinny.
Like 7'3", 7'2", somewhere around there.
Except he has a jumper, too.
And he's got coordination. He trains threes.
It's insane.
No, he is an amazing
ball player. His father probably told him, I had zero talent, but I was huge. Son, if you actually practice this sport, you're going to kill it.
The difference is that Manute Bol, when he came out, he was so tall and he was so skinny.
Real skinny.
He was really, really skinny. Now, his son has eaten.
Yeah.
So his son, you know, it was raised on McDonald's instead of, you know, wherever Manute Bol came from. And by the way, as far as being a humanitarian, if you don't know a lot about Manute Bol, he is one of those guys who's done more than any other maybe athlete that I can think of off the top of my head that you don't know about.
Sure.
But his son has the size, the strength, and the coordination.
Wow.
So he is, I mean, he looks...
And when guys, like, they need to get the surgery or whatever, don't let the kid keep growing. Like, I'm dead serious. The Smiths would allow that. But when you're that tall, like... I went to high school with a kid that was like 7'3". He never got off the bench at our high school. But he got a full ride to University of Maryland.
Really?
They're like, eventually you're going to grow into that body and you'll be decent.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, fair enough. Damn. Yep. Didn't play, but I got a scholarship.
Yeah.
Hello, Jerry. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So, 2 years ago, well... a decade ago, maybe, I was going through a bad breakup. I'd been with a gal for about 10 years. Came clean, admitted that I had cheated on her with her best friend, who was a redhead, which will become relevant here in a second. And she hung up on me. About 3 days later, I get this hysterical phone call that I'd given her a venereal disease, which I knew I didn't have any. And I'm like, no, but there's no issues down there, whatever. Next morning, I wake up, and there is a red bump on the top of the helmet. And I'm like, oh, crap. So call my doctor, get an appointment, get in there. And he has me stand up, drop my doors. There's the red bump. He's got this huge magnifying glass over it. And he's like, hold still, don't move. I'm like, no problem. Rips out a scalpel, does a little incision, a bright red whisker, pops out, and he takes tweezers and pulls it out. He's like, in my 25, 30 years or whatever of being a doctor, I've never seen a hair grow out of there, let alone a different color than the person's hair and eye color.
So how did the redhead's hair end up growing out of your penis?
It was my ingrown hair. I do have Irish in my genes. and just
no pun intended.
That's right.
Want to see my shillelagh?
So you basically had one huge infected hair there that kept on growing, but it was growing underneath the skin.
That is correct. He had never seen one grow in that the top of the helmet.
Yeah.
Never seen hair grow out
of it. I've never had hair.
Okay, but then why did the girlfriend think she had an STD?
She later admitted to me that she was just trying to rattle my cage.
And then you wake up the next day, see this bump, like, oh, my God.
That one's always a good one. Pregnancy is another one. There's a lot of rattlers like that out there.
Yeah, but just the weird coincidence of the different things coming together. Never had one since, but that was my story.
Did you ever go out with the redhead again?
No, never did that again. I learned my lesson.
Did those two girls stay friends?
To the best of my knowledge, no.
All right.
To the best of my knowledge, no.
Yes,
and I don't know either one of them.
That doesn't sound like friends that keep on friending.
No, but I have met dudes before. Like, I hung out with these two dudes once, right?
All right.
And their connection was that, like, the one guy's wife had left him for this other dude, but then ended up leaving that dude. So now they were buddies.
But see, that almost makes more sense where... You gotta admit, I left you for him, right? And then I left this guy, and she goes on. And at some point, they kind of commiserate and go, like, you know, man, it's not so much you, right?
Time goes on, I think, too, in a lot of those situations where you're just like, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm just like, I don't know. It didn't seem that crazy. Those girls might be friends, but
if you're friends to begin with, it's one thing to be friends to begin with. You can be Eskimo brothers later on after time.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Because there was no friendship to begin with. And then in the end, I've had that conversation with
you
people.
You didn't betray anyone.
Right, exactly. It's just like you were just the next guy that whoever else went out with. But if I know that person personally, then it's, you know, a little bit different.
Yeah, you're right.
You or someone else, what part of the body told you something ain't quite right? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Marcy. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, fellas.
Hola!
I am a nurse, and one time I was at work, and one of the other nurses got a patient that was coming up that had a wound on his leg, and so the patient came up, and she went into his room, and I guess the smell was just terrible, and I have no sense of smell. I have a lot of sinus problems, so she says, oh, Marcy, you have to go in here and assess this wound because it smells so bad, I can't do it, and I said, okay. So I went in there, and there was a very large gentleman who wasn't able to even see the wound himself. And, I mean, it was like a very huge, deep wound. And so I went in there to assess it, and there were hundreds of maggots crawling around.
Wow. Jeez.
And he had no idea.
No. I guess they must have stayed just right around in that general area. That's the flesh that they wanted to eat. And so they just kind of hung around there in the wound. He never noticed them.
What do you do? Do you wipe an antiseptic on there and get them off? Or what was your, or do you just say, like, doctor? I mean, like, can you do anything at that point?
No, you have to. We had to cleanse it with like a wound cleanser and, you know, try to get out as many as we could, even just clean it as well as we could with saline and wound cleanser, and then just pack it with, like gauze, saturated with saline and, to keep it clean and then just wrap it. And he was going the next day for surgery anyway, but.
Okay.
Needless to say, it was pretty gross.
You missed speaking of saline, you missed a doozy of a story out of England the other day where there was a guy who went into the hospital and whatever he had, the infection spread to his lung.
Okay. Oh, God.
And,
yeah.
You know, as they're prepping, they were going to use a saline to try to flush some of the stuff out of his lungs that had gotten in there. And instead, whoever was working with the doctor at that point in time, the
doctor
assistant,
asked for the saline.
He asked for the saline, and the guy accidentally basically grabbed detergent. So the detergent went into his lungs, and that's what killed him.
And look, man, I don't know how hospitals work, and it's a terrible story, and I know mistakes happen. But just generally speaking, even around my own home, right, I wouldn't keep like, oh, hell, I don't know, roach killer next to the kid's mouthwash. You know what I mean? Like,
no.
I try not to put things that are that different than what they're going to do next to each other. It's just a general thing because you just might accidentally grab the wrong thing. So I would think, like, in a hospital, hey, man, how about this? don't put things that will kill people next to things,
things that look like
help people, or at least make them look at color coded. Any look, restaurants do this. Some restaurants. You go to the kitchen. If the cutting board's green, that's where they cut vegetables. If it's white, it's where they cut meat. And this is not life or death. This is just a decision they make.
Yeah.
So, like, could you maybe do something similar?
By the way, like, mistakes happen in there, but it does seem odd that that solution would be right next to the sink.
Like, why would it be anywhere where this person thinks it is? That's all. Like,
by the way, the two people who were busted for meth.
Yeah.
Eric John Montgomery and Peaches, whatever, Cha-Chef or whatever her name is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, if you like the men's room on Facebook, Robin has put the picture up of this guy.
And Twitter.
And Twitter as well.
Yeah,
if you follow us on Twitter, we're at Men's Room Live. Okay. Here are some of the comments. Phil says, I want to pop that so bad. Put me in, Cody. Scott says, this is your brain on drugs. Kyle says, that's not with a K funny. Michael says, not sure, but yeah. Peaches looks more like a prune, according to Bruce. If you like the men's room on Facebook, you can check that bad boy out. Our question.
Can we get the other picture up too, man? I'd like to hear what people think of light bulb head, the woman who used some hair dye,
mm-hmm.
and her head blew up, man. And like, I just don't know how to explain what she looks like. You have to just see
it. I think Ted nailed it.
I'm telling you, man, that's a screen mask.
But it's still like, if you told me that someone has a third eyeball on their forehead, I'd get it. But when you see them, you still just have a different visceral reaction to seeing it, man.
Yes.
It is not okay.
I'll tell you this much. When that swelling goes away, she'd go ahead and give me a ring.
Hey, when your head gets back to normal, here's my digits.
You show them with the Halloween scream thing? Oui, oui. You have to learn some French. You or someone else, what part of the body told you something ain't quite right? 844-999-OLA.
Miles, I'm a head chef. The only French I know is oui chef.
And sous chef.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Is that really
Bam.
French?
Hello,
Brulee.
Hello, Randall. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola!
Hola!
How's it going?
Doing well, sir. How are you?
Learning French.
I'm okay. So, the thing that I'm going to tell, my son was born with a congenital heart defect called hypoplastic left heart syndrome, which means that the left ventricle and the artery that comes from his left ventricle are too small for oxygen to get from his lung to the rest of his body parts.
Okay.
So at 7 days old, my son had his first open heart surgery called the Norwood. And at 4 to 6 months old, around that area, my son had his second open heart surgery, which was called the Glenn. And he'll still have one more to go.
I'll tell you what, though.
In his future.
How is he doing overall, though? I mean, with all the surgeries and all that.
Oh, my God. He's the most destructive thing ever. There's three, so I mean.
Does he have, is one of the sides of his breastplate a little higher than the other from the surgery?
The center of his chest is like, it's basically like iron. It sticks out like a.
But I tell you what's amazing, though. The super glue technology on putting it back together. I'm guessing even though he's had two surgeries, that scar is still fairly minimal, correct?
I mean, you can see it, yeah, but I mean, it's pretty good, yeah.
It's better than the old days.
Man,
that's what I'm
right.
saying. It's amazing what modern medicine
and it's
do
glue.
As far.
I mean, it's just glue.
Yeah, it's crazy. Just a fine line. You or someone else, what part of the body told you something ain't quite right? Email's on the way from the men's room at mensroomlive.com. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Bad jokes on the way. Email those bad jokes to the Men's Room at mensroomlive.com. We've got Ted versus the FCC coming up as well. First time for a few emails from the Men's Room at mensroomlive.com.
You've got mail.
And as far as our question is concerned, you or someone else, what part of the body told you something ain't quite right? We'll read one email from today's episode. It says, the official vomit episode. I think I'm going to start drinking early. That from Diana, who was having a hard time today, as well as a number of commenters as well.
We didn't know the show would exactly go that way. We thought it'd be more like, man, had six fingers, a lazy eye. But the floodgates opened of disgusting things on the human body, and that's where it stayed.
Let's just blame the nurse lady. I was all right all day till she talked about maggots crawling on that guy's
skin. No, you know what it started with? The dude that Miles looks out for in his neighborhood, right? The guy's just not doing great for himself.
He's doing better
than clothes and all that, but it's just the one thing. And as used to top of the show, hey, man, it looks like he has the Morgan Freeman freckles. They're not. They're blackheads. Then I want to pop them. And from there, the show just went to
my hell. My bad.
Thanks, Miles.
My bad.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Morgan Freeman.
Let's get into the birthdays, if we can.
And they're not freckles, apparently.
Yeah, there's some long name that sounds offensive.
They had like little skin tags.
Little skin tags.
Count them all on grandma's neck. Little skin tags. Grandma's got an in skin tag on the side of her neck. What is that?
Take one off and get a Werther's.
You ever have a skin tag accidentally on your body and you like try to shave it off and you realize it will not stop bleeding?
Once, yes.
Okay, I was going to say.
I did it once in the middle of my sleep.
They don't stop bleeding.
I was like, what is this? And then I kind of just ripped it off.
Oh, my God. I'm bleeding.
Skin tags are like the Doctor Who phone booth. Well, they're teeny tiny. If you cut it, apparently there's 12 gallons of blood inside of each one.
Dude, I had a wart on my finger like when I was in high school, besides being giantly fat. I also used to get warts. And I remember in class, I was just kind of gnawing on it for some reason.
Yeah.
And the whole thing ripped out. So it's like a little fountain of blood. So I'm like, I got to go to the bathroom, right? And I'm leaving. And this guy, me and him are friends now. I'm in high school. He took some shots at me. And he was like, oh, man, I think Tiny just tried to eat his finger.
Jesus Christ. Bridges, it's my nephew Bailey's 21st birthday today. We're going to an axe throwing bar tonight, which sounds kind of scary having drunk people throwing deadly weapons around. I actually live by an axe throwing bar.
Do you?
So
I think you got to buy a license to bring your hatchet, right?
At night, I hear this.
Boom.
Boom. But there's like six bays, so it's.
When are you going to go over there and ask him to stop?
No. I mean, I get it, but I can just hear the axe in the wood, like, all the time. He loves your show, so
I
hope
Mike's talking about, Miles.
What's that? Yeah, exactly. He loves your show, so I hope he hears this. Can he get an original fish sandwich and some maybe dirty Germans? That from Gian, Parson, Persia, Davia, and Canaan. He is 21 years old. Absolutely.
Fish sandwich.
Yeah, 21 years old. I say if you hold up 21 with one hand, it'll come in handy later.
Yeah, so I like this idea of the axe throwing bar. Jill and I are Germans. We throw hatchets all the time. 21st birthday. This is a bad idea. One of you's coming home with a hatchet in your buttocks.
Yeah, and not the kind of axe you like.
Yeah, that's why we play darts in bars. They're small.
Yeah, you hit the butt, it is okay.
That is a white person thing, too.
Mm-hmm. Let's go throw an axe.
I mean, I'm fired up. I want to go to this bar, but like,
I'll take it.
Yeah, that is definitely a white person thing. You know what we should do? Throw hatchets. Yeah.
While drinking.
Well, dude, I met the owner of the place the other night. He's like, I'm just getting ready to open up the bar, do this thing. I'm like, oh, really? What are you going to do? He's like, axe throwing. I'm like, you doing axe throwing in the parking lot? He's like, hell yeah. I'm like, okay, cool.
I had a friend invite me to his backyard just last week to throw axes.
Like, that's the whole thing?
In our culture, yes.
Okay. Man, oh, man.
Our culture. Jesus.
But people. Right. Throwing axes in the back. That's a reason for our party.
We're going to do yoga. We're going to eat cottage cheese. We're going to throw axes.
There's going to be a guy playing the banjo in the background.
Bitches, I was wondering if you could wish my beautiful redhead of a girlfriend a happy birthday. I asked her what she wanted from you guys, and she replied with dirty Germans talking about small business. We both own one and actually met in a business class. Rock on, mother truckers. That from Josh.
Yeah, according to some people, I also have small business.
Yes, I am very proud of you for running your small business, but I'll be running big business on your red head.
Yeah, we call it the Moses. We want to part the Red Sea.
Yeah. So hopefully not as dry as that river.
Yeah, and without the same smell.
Guys, today's my son Eric's 23rd birthday. I was hoping you'd give him a birthday shout-out. He listens to your show all the time. Could you give him a bong hit and maybe some turtle sex? Thanks, guys. That from Eric's mom.
Multitasking.
Turtle sex from Eric's mom.
Guys, please give a birthday shout out to my husband, Roz, with a Ray Lewis, a Suck It Up cupcake, and all of you talking all over yourself. Oh, about trying to fart, but not. We listen to the show every day. Thank you guys so much. And to my husband, I love you, and I'm thankful to getting to spend every day with you. Yours truly, that from the lovely Nicole.
Snap a picture yourself.
So suck it up, cupcake.
Ironically enough, today when I was walking by VD's office,
I thought that happened to me recently,
and then I put the brakes on.
I stopped and I farted and I was wearing it. Guys, putting a birthday shout-out in for my buddy Kevin. All he wants for his birthday is a game of strip croquet with his hot red-headed wife in the backyard. Thinking the dirty Germans could help him sell this to his lady. Happy birthday, dude. Hope this helps. Good luck. That from Kangaroo.
Yeah, I like the idea. You get your wife to start smashing balls around. Put the plant in her head. What is it with all of the redheads today?
Yes, I mean, this seems like a great idea. First of all, who has his wood mallet? There's also be giant balls involved, and then, frankly, you're just having fun playing sexy games.
Yeah, nothing sexier than croquet.
I like to play a game naked. Croquet seems like a safe one.
Axe throwing.
Yeah, we're going full white, aren't we?
Yeah.
Would you do badminton naked?
That involves
a lot of bouncing.
Yeah, like
yeah,
leg,
you got
right?
Man.
There's a lot of
It'd be
back
like
and
naked
forth.
Volleyball. That'd be too hard.
That would hurt, man.
That
really
happens all the time at Club Med.
Naked volleyball?
I see. Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Go ahead,
naked volleyball.
And lacrosse.
I'm trying to think. Yeah. I don't know. But croquet seems like a... Listen, lady.
Right, you're not
play
running.
Play the naked croquet. This is a safe sport.
No, it's a stripper naked croquet. Think of croquet.
Strip croquet.
Okay.
Oh.
So if you lose, Marco comes on.
Yeah.
I say just play naked.
Guys, today's my 42nd birthday. I'm from North Carolina and listen to you guys on radio.com. Can I get the dirty Germans and sexy Robin talking about being a long-haul truck driver? I love you guys. That from Ricky.
Yeah, you do long-haul trucks. I do long-haul something that rhymes with trucks.
Yeah, it's the best part about you truckers is the way your treads wear off.
Ja, du kannst dich selbst lecken, wenn du da rumfährst.
I plan on staring at your mud flaps.
How about a lot lizard? Could that be in his future?
Yeah, you know, that's not a bad call.
That might be his present.
Yeah, for your 42nd, man, get yourself a good old lot lizard.
He might be reclining in the driver's seat right now. Like, yeah.
Thanks for the birthday shout-out, boys.
Some of those places offer showers before. Guys, my boyfriend Eddie is a diehard KISW men's room fan and rockaholic. I always tell him I get my news from Facebook. He always tells me he gets his news and fun facts from the men's room.
Yeah, so tell him to suck all up on it.
I don't know much about this men's room program. I listen to BJ and Migs.
Cole.
Guys, that's what she says. I let him down though last year and failed to email you guys on his big 50th, so do me a favor and send him a message. He likes the turtle humping thing and the dirty Russians.
Jesus.
So the bottom line, hopefully I've got the right email. Well, and I wish him a very happy birthday. By the way, he's a great guy and smoking hot. Plus, he claims to be 100% Swiss purebred. Although I've not seen the DNA test. Have a great day, guys. That from Melissa.
Yeah, I want to put my tinky winky in your stinky winky and tickle your Elmo with my big bird.
Yeah, we still doing the Germans? I thought we were Russians now.
You can be Russian, you can be German, whatever.
Do I have a Russian accent?
In Mother Russia.
Yeah, Mother Russia. Birthday happens to you.
You will not like what happens to you.
Yeah, birthday makes you happy. No, happy makes your birthday.
I will wrap you in saran wrap so your eyes do not burn.
In Mother Russia, candles blow you out.
I have one, but I can't go with it. It's just too dirty. But
tonight you have your first black Russian.
In Russia, penis.
Do not yawn.
Do not sleep with mouth open.
No mouth stays empty for long. We have people watching you when you sleep.
Do not snore with mouth open.
Pigeons today is my mom, Katie.
You will say, did I eat Fritos last night? And I will say, no.
You ate feta cheese.
Today is my mom, Katie.
Hey, quick, sleep with her mouth open.
That is.
Get in quick before it rolls over.
Yeah. That is cottage cheese.
Today's my mom's Katie's 60th birthday. There's only one way to celebrate with the Dirty Germans. Even though we're on quarantine and should keep social distancing, I know it's not enough to keep those Germans at bay. Thanks, guys. That from James.
Yeah, we do not worry about the quarantine on your birthday. Tonight, I will come over. We will wash nothing.
Yeah, so maybe you'll mix up one of those quarantinis and play with Savini.
Yeah, if you do things right, I will produce my own hand soap for you. No, keep pumping. It's like trying to get the last bit of lotion out of the bottle. Just keep pumping. That is 20 seconds.
All of Men's Room would like to request a birthday shout out for my daughter, Shelby. She is an awesome daughter who has grown into a fine young lady. Now, if you could just move out of the house. We love you, Shelbs. No, really, we do. From your very cool parents, Tim and Stella, how about a little bit of Dirty Germans, please?
Yeah, Shelby, much like the car, I would not mind driving you. They call me a backseat driver.
Yeah, Shelby, you've grown into this beautiful woman. They want you out of the house. Just send me an email and I'll give you my address.
Yeah, get out of the house and into my bed. They will ask you to move back in short order.
I'm buying a new couch so we can lounge.
You got that thing yet?
Nah.
How about the microwave?
The microwave is sending me a refund.
Dude, the whole thing, don't get him started. He told me, right, it's just, the whole thing's a disaster.
It's been a little off for your boy the last couple weeks.
Okay.
I got three pants tailored yesterday, some short and chubby, and all three of them are still too long.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
You have no microwave.
Oh, no.
Now you have no pants to wear.
Oh, man.
The couch, though, will be here.
What are you sitting on now?
Sitting on my old crappy couch. So I'm going to get rid of it. So I'm going to have a week where I'm just going to be sitting in a beach chair.
With your long pants.
Do you have a beach chair?
Yeah, the short ones with the big backs.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got that and one folding chair.
Okay.
So next week, that's what we got to work with.
Yeah, she'll be there quickly.
Yeah, she's going to move out.
Yes. Wait 2 weeks, Shelby, until this couch arrives.
All right, guys, here you go.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Bitch. Y'all's a Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm,
Schweinefleisch. Time for a couple extras. As far as what someone was known for, guys, my dad died 25 years ago. Nicest man in the world. He had a massive heart attack walking to the tee to a hole that he had a hole in one on the year before.
Oh, damn.
That's what he's known
for.
As far as cooking with beer, Ola Bacholas, I went deep sea fishing and caught a bunch of sea bass. Jesus. Take two. Ola Bacholas, I went sea fishing and caught a bunch of sea bass. Not a fan of fish, but I had the fish, so I made a beer batter and made fish and chips using Men's Room Original Red. This is the only time that I enjoyed fish and chips. I could eat that better fried straight. It's so damn good. I highly recommend to those who have not done it yet to give it a try. Anyways, guys, have a good one. Cannot wait to try it with Men's Room Black. That from our buddy Mike. The subject, not working on it. I like this one. This is a very nice email. It says, Ola Men's Room, lately on the show, it has been apparent that Miles has been working on Mike Hawk's stories for headlines.
Oh!
Somebody has to.
Yes. And guys, I have to tell you, there's nothing I enjoy greater than when Mike hits us with the intriguing headline, Thrill asks a question about it. Mike responds with a touch of arrogance.
A touch?
That's a good question. If I was working on it, and then out of left field.
Oh, that's so funny.
Montgomery with the facts, boom. Answering the questions we all have. I love it. Keep on rocking, guys. That from Mitch.
See, Miles, you're enabling him.
I really am.
At this point, Mike's like, I don't need to work out of Miles, but I read it too.
Sure.
I think Miles' defense on this one, I think some of the stories, we just all like them and want to, like, well, I read that one.
Yeah, exactly.
It's about the McRib.
I saw the headline.
And but then sometimes you get, like, how did you not work on this? It's a great goddamn story.
You know what, folks? Sometimes I think he's working on it, and he just doesn't want to tell us.
Probably
But see, we don't know. Either way,
we don't know.
It's a cop-out.
Mm-hmm. It's an evil.
All the bitches in Wabin. When I was growing up, my dad worked as a meat cutter in a grocery chain. Back then, he would sell dented, damaged canned food to employees for a penny a can. My dad, being the frugal guy he is, he would bring boxes home weekly, and most of them did not have labels. It was always a fun game to play, what's in the can?
We look at the can.
What's in the can?
Shake it, and guess what it was? If we were wrong, we'd put the contents in a Tupperware and try again. One day, my mom made her lunch for work with what she thought was canned chicken. She took a bite and began to chew. When she hit a chunk of gristle with her teeth, she knew exactly that it was cat food. She's never eaten canned meat since. Even the thought of it makes her hurl. By the way, she says hello from lovely Reno, Nevada. Stay beautiful, bitches. Much love to all. That from the Ginger Midget.
Think she has an eye patch? I think, like, Ginger's when you move mom. To Reno, the, you know, like, oh, you Reno.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, no, it's part of the welcome package. In.
Ah, let's go back in time to the last time we played Ted versus the FCC. If we could, let's go back in time.
Coots cook cooks with country crock and makes crunchy cockles while wearing Crocs and Coots country cabin.
Three times fast.
Coots cook cooks country crock and makes crunchy cockles while wearing Crocs and Coots country cabin.
One.
Coots cook cooks with country crock and makes crunchy cockles while wearing Crocs and Coots country cabin.
Two.
Coots cook cooks with crunchy
All right, let's try it again.
And now, everyone's favorite daytime game show, where one person could lose $325,000 and their job, or win, and walk away with nothing. It's time for Ted versus the FCC.
You got any of that smack left from last night? We had a hard time standing up for this men's room black party.
Dude, honest to God, I just crushed it up, mixed it with some instant coffee, and ate it like powder.
Okay, we're up all night coming up with rhymes and riddles for Ted versus the FCC. You probably played along at home with our app when you downloaded that. You versus the FCC? Steve and I stayed up for three straight days coming up with each and every one of those.
Keep in mind, we're up for a total of five straight days, but the first 2 days, we're just smoking all the meth and eating the Tide Pods.
Yeah, but lo and behold, we walk in here, and damn it, a listener submitted FCC. And you know what we say? What do we say?
Listeners first.
Listeners come first always. So we're going to go with the listener submitted Ted versus the FCC this week. And let's see here. We have something that goes like this. Shelley, the economical philanthropist, named her selfish shellfish Sit Vicious. Shelley shyly shellacks Sit's shiny shell. Should Shelley shellack Sit's shins? Shelley philanthropically shares Sit's shipping Sit's shore to shore. The way we do Ted versus the FCC is you need to read that one time through, then three times fast.
Shelley, the economical philanthropist, named her selfish shellfish Sit Vicious. Shelley shyly shellacks Sit's shiny shell. Should Shelley shellack Sit's shins? Shelley philanthropy shares Sit's shipping Sit's shore to shore.
Three times fast.
Shelley, the economical philanthropist, named her selfish
Shelley, shyly.
Come on, Bob.
Sits.
That's not even realistic.
They get harder as the year goes on.
I guess I'm out of the playoffs.
That's exactly. No. I think it's like MLS. You know what I mean? You get one home,
aggregate
one away.
Aggregate scoring.
Yeah,
aggregate.
All right, that's
you get
fair.
Another one next week. And then we'll probably go to a shoot-off the following week after that so we can get all 3 weeks in.
You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot?
Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Coming up in 7 minutes, we will drink and toast with a shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way 1 hour from now. First, quick check into Mike Hawk for some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Leaked documents show that a vast antivirus software has been secretly collecting all of your web browsing data. Yes, even your very private Google searches and porn viewing, and sold it to a bunch of companies.
Well, I don't mind if you saw my porn viewing habits, right, man. Whittle it down. Right. You know what I like, mama.
Stop cluttering you up know. My site.
Like, stop sending me all this crap for shoes, man. Send me the porn pop-up. I got no problem with this. Listen, you have to know by now that they sell your info constantly.
Absolutely.
Because I was making the argument.
Why am I getting all these coupons for P.F. Chang's?
Right. I mean, so they... Ooh, maybe that's what we should do. Damn it. Cheesecake Factory.
Oh.
20% off at Cheesecake Factory. I'd hate to get that.
I guess that you like people of larger carriage.
Shoot, I've already been to Olive Garden this week. A man in England lost his thumb in a freak accident last year, and now doctors have replaced it by attaching his big toe to his hand.
See a picture of that guy?
Did. It's so ridiculous.
It doesn't look bad.
It doesn't look bad.
But
I did Robin Sherman, I think it was yesterday in the office, whatever. And so it doesn't look that bad, but I want you to picture the thing that parents do. Now, you know this used to be a toe, and you got something stuck to your face, and daddy licks his big toe thumb. Man, he cradles your face with his hands as he moves in for a kiss, and all you can think is, the thumb on my face is a toe.
I just know that nobody can unlock his iPhone with the with the little thumbprint sensor there.
It doesn't. He needs that digit. It doesn't. It's so bulbous.
It is larger than a regular thumb.
But here's my question: what did that replace his big toe with?
Oh, well, fair.
You know,
I think we know.
Now you're just missing your big toe.
Right.
And by the way, Mike, you said the quote that you didn't read your horoscope in the newspaper and said, Aries, today you will hear someone utter the words, it's so bulbous. You nailed it.
Can't you just get a thumb from a cadaver?
You'd think. Maybe.
You know what I mean? Like an organ donor or whatever.
Because he's not wrong. You're going to have to replace your big toe.
Right.
You need to
now I don't have a big toe.
Yeah. Right. You need to balance on your feet.
You use your penis down it.
You don't. A bride is getting blasted on Reddit for asking a bridesmaid to dye her red hair so it wouldn't clash with the wedding's color scheme.
Oh, my God. Just stop.
So it's all about the relationship.
You know who your friends are. Okay? You know that Jessica has red hair.
And tomorrow she might have blue hair.
That's right. If you didn't want her in the wedding party, don't invite her to the wedding party.
And you know, you're going to have that photographer show up, Mike, and they're going to take 475 freaking pictures.
Absolutely.
And what you're going to do is display one of them.
That's right.
I mean, the whole thing is so stupid. Mm-hmm. It's like, take one good freaking picture. That's all you need. It's all you're ever going to look at. Nobody wants to see your wedding pictures. Believe me. They will be kind and sit through them. But the truth is, all they can think is, oh my God, how many more pictures are there? I'm so sick of this.
Mm-hmm. A woman in Michigan sued her brother when she got injured on his homemade zip line.
but she lost the case.
First of all, when you get on a homemade zip line, I would just account for the potential of injury skyrockets.
Right. Your condition after riding this ride is as is, okay? There is no safety warranty on riding this thing.
Yeah, I'm not saying you're going to get injured on a homemade zip line, but put it this way. If someone said, hey, we have Jack Daniels and I have my homemade moonshine, one of them's going to make you blind.
Right.
Me, I just assume it's the homemade thing.
Have you ever done one of those?
Zip line?
Yeah.
You bet.
In Vegas.
Yeah.
That's right. Oh, that's right. That's right.
I was terrified the whole damn time. Right.
Now, here's the terrible thing about it. Now, Mike does not like heights, but to your credit, you're like, F it, and we went zip line.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they put you in this little harness thing.
Yep.
It's kind of like this cod piece sort of thing, and I did not realize it until I saw a picture of us later. Most of my man satchel was outside of it.
And so you weren't protecting anything.
So, but when you look at the picture, all you think is testicles. I mean, that, okay. And it's so obvious.
It really is, man.
I hate that picture.
Oh, right over the street. I didn't like that.
71% of Americans say their overall health is good or excellent.
Hmm.
Right. 71% of Americans?
71%.
And yet 50% of us are not actually healthy?
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
You know what? I'm overweight, I know it, but I'm not obese.
I've been to the doctor in years, so it must be fine.
Nothing hurts.
I mean, look at me.
Can't afford it.
A woman in Arizona needed emergency surgery after she got a toy stuck in her bladder.
I wasn't going to be for profile this. I'm going to have to remove that.
Sorry.
You had to guess the orifice.
Oh.
She went mining too deep.
And the thing about this woman is, she keeps insisting to the doctors that she did not place it there. Mm-hmm. And now she is going after the company saying, well, I guess it's a tiny one, right? They found it in her bladder. And the doctors explain, well, to get to your bladder, it had to go through her urethra.
Right.
Your urethra is located in your vagina.
Right.
She insists she did not use it there. Doctors are like, listen, lady, we're not here.
It doesn't work like that.
We don't care. You're not the first person we're seeing, but based on where we found it, if you find a chewed up Snickers bar in my stomach, how do you think it got there? Chances are it went through my mouth and down my throat. And they're just like, we're doctors. We understand how this works and what it is, what it's used for. Mm-hmm. Come on.
A man in New Jersey who's accused of exposing himself on his front lawn says that his junk was out because it was raw and needed lotion.
Damn.
Which I don't know why you need to expose it in order to do that. Like, does anybody have lotion?
Hey, you got any Jergens?
I need help.
Never wanted to be described as raw.
I'm not, man, that right.
That's a bad word right there.
Especially with, yeah.
It's probably so raw because he didn't use lotion. I think we pieced together what happened here.
A man in Texas was having severe headaches, and it turned out that they were caused by a tapeworm in his brain. Doctors have removed it, and he's now recovering.
I don't know. When I was a kid, the idea of tapeworms freaked me out more than it.
I think my brother.
I want the one that makes your skin.
Any. Yeah.
Exactly. A man in Belgium was stopped by police, and you will never guess what they found in his pants.
What'd they find?
Told you you wouldn't. That's it for. I'll tell you all about it 1 hour from now.
Thank you, Mike Hawk. Headlines are on the way 1 hour from now. Let's get a contestant online for a little profile. This will take caller 9-844-999. Hola.
Hola. The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.